Blog Talk Radio.
Because of reliance shall break every chain.
Quantum technology and its control taking over everything. And what I would like for the listening audience to please keep in mind, this is not the first time this has happened in history. Okay, that's number one. And for those of you who read the Tanakh, as they commonly call it, the Old Testament, There is the name of a God in there that they call a God. His name is AI. So there's no coincidence. This is not a coincidence. Everything that is going on today, it was already well written about in the times that this happened before. So AI, and as we're starting to see, AI cannot be separated from the newer terms that they're putting down called quantum. The word quantum from quanta is not a new word. We want you to know that these words already also exist in the scriptures as well, but you have to be reading them in the language, Hebrew, Arabic, and other cultures around the world that uses the same word and is more or less the line of something and how it operates. It is collectively put together, gathered together, designed to work together, and it is multidimensional. So on the heels of that, let's get into this and what they're talking about. The physicist, the Japanese physicist, Kaku, most of you all have seen him from time to time, especially seeing him a lot on TV when the tsunami hit Japan and the nuclear reactors were affected. And they were talking about what it would take to, you know, get all of this done to bring this under control and all this other good stuff. That gentleman. And the astrophysicist, the brother, Neil, I believe his name is Tyson, okay? I don't want to mispronounce his name. They're talking about, and they did some recent video pieces, which are up there on YouTube, on quantum technology, quantum computing, and where this whole thing and how it breaks all the way down to the level of the actual atom. I'm not going to try to talk scientific. I'm just laying some things out there to let you know that all these folks getting their PhDs and as such in these areas, the things that they're actually learning and what they are doing and producing, okay, isn't something that you're going to find discussed in a Starbucks somewhere, okay, not even a restaurant, because some of the stuff they're working on is so high intense, they would not be able to have a normal conversation with us, okay, on many people about what this stuff really is, because we're not trained in none of this, okay? We're given a religion which is designed to control. We pay our taxes. We're born. We die. We get married. We go to funerals. And, of course, we eat food. And then we find a place to lay down and rest our heads. That's the mundane life of what the average person walking around here in America anyway is having to contend with. So much less we don't have the time, per se, to be diving into these subjects. And, of course, we can't, because we're not the ones majoring and trying to master these subjects. So under quantum, okay, which is, again, hinged to what they call a God is not necessarily a being walking around in a physical body. Let's get that straight, because that's not what we're talking about here. Okay, so when people say that and they throw that term out there, right away they've given us something that is embodied to represent something that we would like to see. Now, let's move quickly to the cell phone towers. Okay, so you guys have heard of 5G. All of us has heard of 5G. Are you aware of how multidimensional those towers are? When you go outside with your naked eye and you look up and you see how that tower is put together, because of the frequency that is operating on, your naked eye is not seeing beyond the third dimension when looking at that tower in three dimensions. With a special lens, and this, I'm going to give you the name of this guy's website, logic before authority. Okay? So I want you to, you know, pay attention to that one. Logic before authority. He has a video, a very short video up there, where some guy is speaking in Spanish. He's showing you the 5G towers. To the naked eye, what you see in three dimensions is what you think it is. The guy pulls out a special prism, which is glass, okay, that refracts light and all that good stuff. But for the most part, you know, you would say the closest thing you could imagine it to be is a magnifying glass. The guy holds it up. He's got his iPhone. And looking through his iPhone, he's got this glass up there, and the glass shows you in a higher dimension a small black cube. Any one of these towers, this is going on right now. So I'm trying to build in this this program that we have going on today, I'm trying to build it piece by piece to let you know everything that is in place is indeed multidimensional. Okay? So logic before authority. Go check that guy's YouTube channel out. He's got a very small clip on there, and he's showing you what some guy who is speaking in Spanish is holding up a glass, and he's got his phone looking through this glass, and then you can see the cube. It's rotating. Okay? Now, the behavior of this cube is much less, it's much like that of when you're discussing how an atom and its electrons and all the other particles are functioning. This cube looks like the same cube they're going around in Mecca. So the question is, on a metaphysical level, what exactly are those people doing over there in Saudi Arabia? That's a question not to be answered on this show, but that is just something to put on your mind. What exactly are they doing? And I'll give you another little secret, because this is all part of the quantum world. You know, you hear Muslims always say, you know, and I know Brother Duarte, you and I, and Brother Drew, you've always heard somebody say, Allahu Akbar. Do you know the name Akbar, or that combination of Allahu Akbar, is not in the Quran, nowhere in Arabic? In case you didn't know, I'm just lacing you guys up. I'm on other platforms as well, and we discuss in the area of nunetics, which is the science of what's really being said. And this is what you call quantum understanding. Go ahead. Someone said something?
No, I think you heard something in the background. Brother Drew, you got
I did. I heard something in the background, yeah. So back to what I was saying. So right now, there's aspects in the Islamic religion community where everything that the religious order has going on, okay, is now being torn apart. Because now what's being exposed is the overthrow. And people, for quite some time, at least the last 500 years, maybe more, it's showing that they have been manipulated energy-wise. And they're saying things that has nothing to do with the context of the book. So now the question being asked is, who is this god Akbar? Who is that? So as soon as I heard, the gentleman is from South Africa, he's on the same platform that I'm on with Dr. Omar Zaid, and another platform, Benjamin Bilal. Both these guys have YouTube channels, okay? And I'm now hosting a doctor on my own server. He lives in Finland, okay? So this is what we got going on, guys. So I'm letting you know, more and more of this information is coming forth. So these guys are heavyweights in what they do. And I'm on their platform, as we have this platform on Blog Talk, courtesy of Brother Drew, is that we continue as whatever it is that we have to share in a responsible way Documentation is still the conversation, and that will always be the case. So that's why I threw out those YouTube links, and I mentioned whoever else I need to mention, and I'm not even done mentioning more people as we go through this, because this information is not a secret now. It's out now. They can actually come out and tell you things are going on. Now, what started this conversation and Brother Dawadia asking me at some point a day or two afterwards, come up with a title for what today's program would be about. His conversation with me, Brother Dawadia's conversation with me, was about this thing about voice and how they're using AI. And AI can copy your voice, and then they can use it in the system to and do whatever they're going to do and pretend it was you after your voice has been mapped. Okay, so I took him back a little bit before we get into the quantum piece. I come out of the financial industry on the side of technology. Every financial of financial nature conversation that takes place, okay, even back when I came into it in the early 1990s, there are two separate phone systems. You have the main one, and whomsoever you're transferred to ask questions, your account manager and all this fund manager and whatever it is you got in stocks and bonds and all this great stuff. What you don't know is that there's another pair of wires nailed up, okay? And they have multiple high-ended technologies today beyond what I first got introduced to as an implementation tech engineer. Nailing all this stuff up, they have another system, and that system, one of the companies is called Aspect. And everything is named for a reason, A-S-P-E-C-T, Aspect. So there's another pair of wires that was nailed up, which records the conversation. So if this is a dispute or something went down in a deal that wasn't supposed to go down, we know what the person's phone extension is, the whole bit, what time the call was, and we go to a special system, and we pull up the digitally recorded conversation. Okay? That's before AI. What they can do with AI now, and I want you to consider something, because this 5G, five-dimensional type of stuff that is taking place around us, you may not be fully aware of how it's working beyond the standard model of how things work with atoms and electrons and as such, and what is really meant by dimensions and as such. We don't understand, the common person doesn't understand that. Let me explain something to you, to the listening audience about this. My voice right now, although I'm in my place talking, because the people across the street hasn't heard me, doesn't mean my voice isn't continuing to carry forever. You kind of see a little bit where I'm going. You catch my drift, Brother Dawadia? My voice doesn't cease. It does not end. Even long after I may be gone, my voice in these multi-dimensions will continue these words. Will continue to move forward and go wherever it can go. Now, of course, I said that in a lazy way, but it's directed. Trust that. It's directed. That's why I say be careful of the words and combinations you put together, because you're completely unaware of what force and effect and impact it has upon when it reaches where ultimately it's going to end up. So they're able, according to the Vatican information, they said, given that, for argument's sake, that Moses actually was a real person, okay, just say that, they know the places where he actually walked, because every word he uttered and talked in the language he spoke in, and whoever else is speaking with him, it's recorded upon in the rocks, in the trees, in the soil. So there is there are multiple records on different levels that has recorded everything. This is why it says, when you think about it in the Old Testament, heaven and earth will be a witness against us. And people just look at it like it's some, you know, quasi-religious phrase, and it's not. Because scientists are looking at this now. Now, what are they going to do with our voice, as you brought that up, Brother Dwadia? They don't have to. Yes, sir.
Bro, the four prints that we have can't be duplicated. Everybody has a different voice print, eye print, fingerprint, toe print. And the other day when I called AT&T, they said your conversation is being recorded for quality assurance. But that's bullshit, ain't it?
No, it's recorded. It's recorded anyway, regardless of what the reasons they lay down for it. But let's get back to something you just now mentioned, because this is all part of quantum theories. And now they're not even using the word theories anymore. Back when I took physics and solid-state physics and other things, you know, majoring in physics back in the day, the term theories was thrown all over the place in terms of how we were, it's a theory. This is a theory, especially when I started talking about quantum mechanics. See, that's when we were really getting into it, and that's a whole separate little piece, which was not part of my major, but I could take it as an elective, and I did. Which means it would count as just, you know, credits outside of what my proposed required courses I had to take and meet those requirements to graduate. I could take things that was accepted as what they call that, even if it was something that really didn't have nothing to do with physics. If it was on the list and I could take it as an elective, then I would take it. And in my case, I was doing 18 credit hours. On average, that was a serious workload, because most times it's just 12. You know, I'm doing 18 because all this stuff is just so interesting to me. Now, let's get back to something you just said. Everyone's prints are different, right? You just mentioned that. Everyone's print, for the most part, is different. Same thing with the eye, your DNA. There are markers in our system. Before we talk about what we are discussing, that you can turn the palm of your hand over and see prints on it, okay, before it became 3D, okay, it came from higher dimensions in the first place. So now you're back to quantum. So if they're doing what they're doing using quantum technology, then what is it that the creator of all actually has? That is the question. What does that creator have? Because what we see people doing in the flesh right now, what we see them doing is only a tiny snapshot of something far greater. And just to give you something that operates in the realm of quantum, if you look at the Book of Enoch, for example, a thought, our thinking, our thoughts that we think, at the blink of an eye, can be on the other side of the universe. And we say the universe is quite large. It's vast. It's without end. We don't know what the end of it is. But it doesn't need any special vehicle to get it from here to some other place. So he says he knows our thoughts. And able, the creator, and able to reply back to our thoughts, yes, no, or whatever else needs to be indicated to us. So the force we're putting forth, all of this is quantum, all of it. How you feel, your emotions, all of that is under the umbrella of quantum. Now they're getting around to saying it. But where we fall off the log, many people, especially the religious folks, they get awed, so to speak, by this stuff that is coming out now, as though the Creator never told you about it. or the Creator does not use aspects of this for himself. This is a pretty tall topic, so I'm trying to handle this as best I can. Your voice can be captured without special technologies. The whole thing with getting the vaccine shots is not to insert you into the matrix. That's not exactly what that's for. It's so that those who are in control, who are not fifth-dimensional beings, that's all quantum, because for them they have a limit. They can't go to the dimensions higher than we are. If we talk about we are DNA series, nine DNA series, we have nine DNA series, and then there's three additional, okay? The ones who are running around here now in skin suits, as they're calling them as such, they're actually all over YouTube. These conversations are out there, and we're not talking about people screaming and yelling and calling people names. Now the truth about how things really are, how they've been from the beginning, and possibly what the end result's going to be. The ones running the show now know that because the vibration in this multidimensional existence that we all are in now is ending for them. They know it. It's ending for them. But in the meantime, they need to have people like you and I, our children, including their hybrids, still under their control. That's what the purpose is for. It is for that purpose, because they have some technological means to still make things happen currently that we're not aware of. And a lot of this stuff they have, when you talk about computers that can operate from light, from a light source, that's quantum. When you talk about the big computer that the CIA has had for a number of years, the one that we joke about, the Cray computer, that's bathed in green solution, that's how we joke about it when I was majoring in computer science. Yeah, you mean the supercomputer. Yeah, that one bathed in green solution. Yeah, that one. That's a quantum computer. And other various means of computers. They have it now where computers can now operate off of DNA. They have DNA-based computers now. Okay? I can't tell you for sure how long they've had them, but none of them are currently being sold into the hands of the public. But they do have them. And these systems are hard at work. They're giving these systems personality and all of the stuff like back in the day of this God AI. So in the Matrix movie, they gave you a snapshot in the first Matrix movie when he said Morpheus, which means that which change, is sitting down in this Matrix little room that he put him in, and he takes the TV remote, points it towards the television, and he says, "This is the world that you think as it is now." Then he turned the channel. He said, "But this is the world as it really is." And then he says to him, "Welcome to the desert." Right? Continuing, now he has to question, Neo, he has to question everything. So how are they controlling us with this quantum? Through our minds. What is the name of the company Neo worked for in the first Matrix movie? The way that angle of the lens and everything that caught it when they were putting this whole movie together, the name of the company was called Metacortex. What type of applications did they work on inside of this company? Because he was an application developer. The clue is in when the lady wearing the white rabbit tattooed on her arm showed up with her boyfriend, and he hands him a book. There's a word on the book. It's in Latin. It's a green book. Green also represents government, governance, control. It's also by no accident the color of our money. Not everybody's money on the planet is green, but in the U.S. it is. The name that was on that book was in singular form, Simularica. And what that means is they've taken an imitation, they created an imitation snapshot of something that was based in reality, but that reality, and listen carefully to how I'm wording this, that reality is far from you. They gave you a snapshot of that in the Matrix movie with Cypher. Cypher is short for Lucifer, in case you didn't know that. And we use the word Cypher in the computer application realm anyway. Cypher usually has to do with the breakdown of something, an understanding, and if necessary, rearranging its application subroutines and or components to get it to do and produce the outcome that you're looking for. This is what's happening on the biological level with people all across the planet right now. People's minds have already been it's already been deconstructed. It's being reconstructed to continue to run on a program with newer updates, which is i.e. instructions on what to do and how to be. So, Brother Duarte, this is beyond using somebody's voice and what AI is doing. That's on a very, very, very elementary level. How all of this ties in is ultimately the computer will take over your identity as well as your personality. Simularica, which means it is a simulation of you, but the real you is somewhere far off. You kind of see where we're going with this?
Brother Mahal, you made me realize something. They started before 1964, but they started in 64 into the music industry. That's the reason I know. But when I went back and checked it, when they moved the frequency to 440 and
right.
took it off of Mode C, well, that sped up everything. This is why the children is talk so fast. Everybody's in a fast, rushing mood. Because I remember when I first went to Chicago, I got stationed in Chicago, did boot camp. I almost got run over because the people was moving so fast in
right.
Chicago versus the people moving in Texas. Even the people in the South talk real slow. People my age, they talk with a drawl, they call it, real slow. But these new white boys, they talk on 440. Everything is on. So they started with this stuff way back long time ago. They sped up, changed the frequency.
Right. And what else did you notice in the people's behavior where they moved away from community-based, I want for my brother what I want for myself, to now it's all about themselves. I am, I am, I am, I am, I am. I just plugged in the number 440 into Gematria, and that's one of the phrases that you just heard me say. It's right there in front of my eyes. I am, I am, I am, I am, and it just goes on and on and on and on. And it talks about, we talk about everything speeding up, but here's what they set the people up for. Okay, so when they talk about Christ consciousness, right? We ain't talking about the person. Yeah, go ahead, bro.
Brother Mahal, you said something interesting because when they asked Moses, he said, I am that I am.
Right, so exactly who was Moses talking to?
Yeah.
See, that's the 600-pound gorilla in the room now. We have to go back through these books and carefully examine who is interfacing, because when you get to the New Testament, you don't see a conversation like that. You see a conversation like this. If you was just to give me one act of worship, all these world kingdoms will be yours. And what's the statement say? Get behind me, for you know, and he says the Shema, right? That's what it says?
Yeah.
Jesus is supposed to say the Shema to him, right? So,
right.
And this 440, one of the Hebrew gematria, one of the words for that is Antichrist. I don't know if you know that. And it repeats it a few times going through here. Also, you have disasters in the weather and all these things that is occurring on that frequency, 440. And you notice the more debaucherous people become, because their frequency is lower, their frequency should be on the 528 level, which is what music and everything was played on before.
Right.
So if you come to a quote-unquote American Indian powwow, and having been a former traditional singer myself, when you're on that drum is not 440. There's nothing that says, okay, we're going to beat it like this with the beaters. They call them drumsticks, but they're the beaters. That's what we call it. That children who are agitated, women who are like really pregnant, haven't delivered yet, they talked about the calmness that comes over them. Because 528, which is, look at the number it leads with, 5. It is fifth dimensional. So 528 facilitates healing. 440 cuts out the part of the brain that is supposed to do the thinking. So now your brain, your physical brain, is no longer in connection with the heart. So the brain, the chakra that is supposed to be your crown, you've been, in a sense, if you want to think about it frequency-wise, you've been beheaded. But you don't realize you've been beheaded, because now everything down, your throat chakra is still working, your heart, and now they have you operating not on emotional intelligence. Everything is quantum. That's why I'm trying to explain it this way. Everything that is how we are designed to function and operate was no accident. What is happening with us is no accident. And also, on disasters, one of the things while still scrolling through for that 440 is Hurricane Ida. Didn't we just have Hurricane Ida just come up in here?
Yeah.
That's very recent, right? And under this 440, you'll also get the false prince of peace. You got a few other things. They're talking about UFO disclosure. One of the things it says right here is mothership. And yes, you're going to see a king of Israel. This additional science in the gematria is the metaphysical, esoteric, as well as exoteric. Esoteric, as you know, deals with the well-defined, like the physicist, the mathematician, the theoretical chemist, the nuclear physicist, the astrophysicist, all of these high sciences. When you're in the classroom, that's esoteric. Exoteric comes in when you have to go out and demonstrate and show and record the results of what's taking place. This is why in your class, right along with Ko and all of us, you and Ko would always say, documentation is the conversation. All the time. Without a miss. Because you've got the esoteric, because you hear someone like yourself and Ko talking, Brother Tyrone, Brother Paul, myself, you hear us talking, that's esoteric. Because a sight unseen, You don't have the proof of what we're saying yet. Even the Quran tells people when they are through reading, that's the esoteric of what you read in that Quran, close the book, physically close the book, and go out there into the nature and find what you just read. Find it. So in other words, that's the homework assignment. Just don't take it just because. Find it. What they've done with us by dropping that frequency, and I'm glad you mentioned that, down the 440, okay, they've changed, and when you add the two fours together, you get eight. You know that. Also, 44 represents death. It's one of the numbers that's along the lines of death. So you can obviously see another level, Brother Duarte, on how we've been genocide. A lot of it is unseen. Welcome to the world of quantum. Will this go on forever and a day? The answer is no. Because the earth itself is living. And its vibration is rising to higher dimensions. And any and everything on it has to be elevated. The things, and you know, you and I haven't been former military. When we go on police calls, what do they used to say in our lower enlisted days? They used to say, all right, gentlemen, line up. We're going out there for this police call. If it don't go there, it's out of place. And we picked up, what, all rubbish? Bottle caps, cigarette butts, candy wrappers, whatever was out there. If it does not naturally belong there, it's getting picked up because it is trash. Police call. Yeah. And some people, they kind of sleep a little bit on what some of these things that they had us doing, which is a form of that. And also, look at this. On 440, remember I mentioned Mecca earlier? So it says here, Mecca, Saudi Arabia. That whole phrase. It's 440. It's on a 440. And that would stand to reason, given the history, that I understand that with that place where they're at right now is not the real location. And they know that by other evidence of some of the oldest mosque or building structures no longer used by any of the Muslim populations of today, nowhere on the planet. You've got a mosque that's in Gansu, China, all these different places. The direction for where people stood together collectively to offer up their salutations, okay, does not with a compass face the place today that they call Mecca or Hijaz. It does not face that direction. So there was an overthrow. Definitely there was an overthrow. And everyone frequency with other things. It wasn't just a physical sword and bow and arrow. We have never been without technology. That's what I'm trying to get people to understand. They had telephones and everything else in the 1700s and the 1800s. They had video face-to-face like we got with Zoom and all this other good stuff. They had that. They've got the black and white photos to prove it. So folks are coming out more now with this type of information to show you it's not new. Half of your towers that are out there that they say carry our power lines into our cities. A lot of the towers that still exist was not built by the little people like us running around today. We didn't build those. They were built by a whole nother advanced people. Yeah, they were humans too. The question is, what happened to them? And if we can answer the question of what happened to them, it will help us to understand what has happened to our forebears and why we are in the state that we're currently in now. See, the Creator says he ain't about keeping secrets. He wants you to know. You need to know. And his wanting us to know should be taken as he's helping us. That's how we should take that. and take it with a smile. Stop complaining, getting pissed off, stop all of that, okay? Because that's not helping us individually. It's not helping us. You stay mad all day, what are you going to accomplish if you stay mad all day? Okay, Brother Duarte, you're going to say something, I think.
Yeah, because Christianity, and see, I'm looking back when in the 50s and the 40s, when I was in the 60s, when I was a kid, versus today's society. I've lived in several different societies. Back in the 50s, Christianity was not an emotional religion. Only people that was emotional was the sanctified people. But now, the Baptist, Methodist, every denomination is emotional. To the
correct
point where this is why we got so many insane damn people right now. Children.
Right. It's okay to have emotion. That part is perfectly okay because that is governed by the feminine principle. All of that is still quantum. Before we embodied in this physical meat suit called the flesh, and the word flesh is basha in Hebrew, basha, bashara, okay? It doesn't only mean that you're walking around with a heart and blood pumping and a physical brain in your skull. It means that you are the embodiment of a message. That's the highest form. That's esoteric. But we don't think of ourselves in those terms because the program that they put in place through quantum, and quantum, like they say, quantum, they're getting around to admitting quantum is not new. It's not new. They say it's linked to AI. AI is not a physical, quote-unquote, someone called themselves a god and they were in a physical suit. That's completely wrong. AI has always been a program. And it is the culmination of pulling it all together. But the question that we need to pay attention to is, who's pulling this together? What is their intention? What's their plan? So to go back to the writings, he says he's going to expose their plans. That which they've done in the dark is coming to the light. And you will see them for the criminals they truly are. That's not some light. You don't hear no preachers going to talk about this like that. I've not heard this in the mosque at any time. Not like this. And everyone's still giving themselves the from the position of with their chest being puffed out. Like, you looking to them because this guy teaches you so well. The guy's only doing that because he wants some praise of some kind. Because he's working for the Dark Lord. At the end of the day, who does he work for? And how do you know who he works for when you begin to unravel what you hear him saying? So having emotions is not a negative thing to have emotions. That's feminine principle. And masculine principle is the assertive part, the logic, the thinking. So now they dropped us down to the 440 to cut out the thinking and the thought process. And now as the thinking and the thought process, work, which is masculine, works with the feminine principle of emotion, which is how you come up with the term emotional intelligence. That's how you come up with that. Everything is intelligent and is a program within us. Everything. We are quantum beings. They say our DNA is geometric. In proof of the fact that we're geometric, we all have fingerprints, footprints, and everything else. But if you listen to certain religious folks, they will have you believe because we were guilty, we sinned in heaven, and as a result, to have us marked, this is what we've got. No, hold up. Throw that guy right out, right off the cliff, because he thinks he can say that to you and get away with it without you thinking twice about it and soaking in what he's got to say. You should question him. Submit what he is saying to the acid test. See if it passes. Because chances are, when it's all said and done, you thought the guy was a gold nugget. You found out he was just a rock that was found on the side of the road. He has no value. Go ahead, Brother Duarte.
No, I'm just seeing a whole lot of stuff that, you know, I already knew, but I that's the reason I say I ain't nothing new under the sun.
No, it's not. And he told us that it's not. This is not new stuff. What has been going, listen, here's the key. Here's how you know. Any of the sacred scripts that have been written, okay, Hebrew, Arabic, with a minimum of 4,000 words, not millions and gazillions of words like we have in the English language. A minimum of 4,000 words can describe everything that took place in the past, what's happening now, and what shall happen tomorrow without the invention of new words. Think about that. That's quantum. Our language is quantum, which is why they say when we speak, we exert a force. They say your words have power. No one was using the term, your words are quantum-based. They didn't say that. They're saying it now, but they're giving all the praise to their creation of some machine of some kind. That's what they're doing. And what is a beast? A beast is anything that doesn't have a soul. That's a beast. Go ahead. Somebody just try to say something.
Just jumping in. Go ahead, Brother Watson.
No, go ahead on, Brother Drew. I'll come in later.
Oh, okay. I was just going to interject something that I was using the GPS the other day. So I'm riding, you know, giving directions. It was, you know, the lady voice turned right. And as I went down the road, it turned to a guy voice. And then, as I kept on driving, it started coughing. I said, what the hell? I'm talking about coughing in the background. I'm sorry. I'm
right.
Just like, I'm alive in this second. It changed voices, and plus it started coughing. I said, I ain't never heard
that
energy.
Yeah, right.
No,
I haven't experienced that yet. But let me tell you this. Look at the letters, GPS. You know it is a acronym, right? But all acronyms come from actual words.
Okay.
Before it's an acronym. Remember, the Romans made that popular. And by the way, Brother Drew, all the Romans were Negroes.
Oh, that's
and all of our languages were interconnected. All the Greeks were Negroes. See all these people we're talking about? So everybody else who didn't got our flags and images is somewhere else. Again, simularica, in this case it's plural, simularicum, which means they're pretending to be us. Some of us walking around today right now, Brother Drew, may actually be ethnic Romans and don't know it. Texas has had a history of Romans, and some Native American tribes were counted Negroes in Texas and New Mexico, today called New Mexico, they were called Romans. And let me tell you, the word Roman, Brother Drew, it is a Hebrew word. It's in the Old Testament. It's pronounced Rimon. Like, you know, some Hispanic guys with the name Ramon?
Yes.
It means pomegranate. You know the fruit? Pomegranate. Right? A pomegranate. What color is a pomegranate?
Red.
Especially when it ripens. Yeah, but it's a what? A dark red, isn't it? Red, borderline, brown. Reddish brown, ruddy. Look at these words. The guys who say that they're Romans today are lying. They have nothing to do with that. They're from another construct. They know it. And they came here to do the things we're discussing today. Take down our infrastructure, put their infrastructure up until none of us are left. Now, GPS, that's an acronym. G is geo. You know that, right? G is
right.
The earth. The PS
right.
Letters, pasal. Pa, pa'al means action. And the sa added on to it can lead to, it's taking you to a destination that you have not reached yet. It's a prefix in the Hebrew language and Arabic and as such. So you could be talking about something that's about to be done, but you can indicate with the sa that it's long off. It's not here yet.
Okay.
Yes, sir.
I noticed something you just brought to my attention. All the niche boys, I call them the niche boys, the Chinese, Japanese, Burmese, Vietnamese.
Mm-hmm.
Look how powerful they language is. All you do that.
Right.
You'd be thinking they're arguing.
But they're not. But here's the secret. Here's the secret. Everyone may have their focus, people of color, melanin, about Africa. Africa is not the first home of the black people. Asia is. That's why all of the statues all throughout the Asian continent are all Negroid features. You don't have features
right.
like that where they have big statues and stuff like that in the continent of Africa. I'm not hating on Africa. I'm stating something that is actually in documentation that is being presented now. They said, that's why they said we were the Asiatic black man. Why they kept saying that? What did that mean? They were driven out of their homes. They're showing you black and white photos of the original Japanese, Chinese, Vietnamese,
right.
and all of these people are stoned.
Right.
We got black
yeah.
people walking around here today looking like how those old 1800 black and white pictures were of when blacks dominated population-wise. They were Buddha is not Chinese. And that word is not a Chinese word anyway. It has to do with he was with those who was guided. Huda, Buddha. B means with something.
And I know this, folks. All the original people in the niche, boy, they were black people. Like when I was stationed in Philippine Islands, the original Filipinos was Negritos. They lived up in the hills.
Yeah, they call them Negritos. Right.
And see, and yes. when they come down, we used to be going crazy. They tell us not to mess with those women, but those women didn't wear no barbells. And we, all the sailors, when they was to come down, but the original people of the Philippine Islands, of China, all the
mm-hmm.
original people was black. I mean black, just like the old men.
Right. Right. So let's say to put a cap on this here, this was just a very brief introduction about quantum technology to take over everything and control everyone. Their medicine, all the vaccines for day one when they started playing with this vaccine stuff from way back when, all of that is now called quantum medicine. So they knew all along what they needed to implement, and they knew it wouldn't necessarily happen overnight. They knew that. Because when you're dealing with quantum, you're dealing with time. And in some places, it doesn't matter. They said, what makes quantum and gives it the emphasis of how they're discussing it today is the fact that they talk about the traditional movement of an atom, right, that we can see is in this lower dimension. But they say these atoms, which is responsible for opening us up, which our bodies consist of atoms completely.
Right.
It opens, the atom can go in all types of directions. Some of them is predictable. Some of them is unpredictable, which means, hey, what happened? This guy here, he just raised his level of vibration. Yeah, his spiritual vibration just raised. Right. This guy was standing in front of me a minute ago, and now he's been rendered invisible. You're still standing in front of him. He just can't see you now.
That's
where we're
right
going
way.
With this. To be rendered invisible, and now you're visible to the light spectrum.
This is why I'm understanding something now. This is why you got to have you couldn't have just the records. You had to have a booster shot, a second shot, and third, and fourth,
right.
and fifth.
That's so they can continue to see you. That's part of that. That's why spraying with the chemtrails and laying down that barium, cesium, and all this other kind of stuff was that their radars can pick you up. You walking around in your skin suit and you don't even know you're glowing like a light bulb at night. You don't know you're glowing because your eyes are not trained to see the fact that they didn't put something down that's got you glowing. You know those little nightsticks we used to use when we go on patrols? And you shake it up, and then you bend it, and then that little vial inside cracks, and then all of a sudden you got yourself a low-intensity light. You're glowing like that little, what they call that nightstick, that light stick. But you don't know you are. And what did they say that technology for warfighting is supposed to be about? Total, listen to these words, total awareness of the entire battlefield, above, street level, beneath, and other things that you don't even know about. So if you said it, you sneezed, they saw you scratch your backside from a satellite 1,000 miles, 1,000 feet up, 2,000 feet up, up there in the stratosphere, they saw it. You know they boast about stuff like that. Come on, Brother DeWater, you was in the Navy. They could read back then a guy standing on a street corner in Moscow while he's reading his newspaper, a satellite is looking at his newspaper, looking at what he's reading.
Yeah.
No problem. Absolutely no problem. So this whole thing with quantum, I think we need to kind of, for the listening audience, keep it and elevate your thinking about it. We've always been quantum beings. Now we understand and we should be able to better identify, because you ain't going to do it just off of this one hour we just laid down. This is just an appetizer. There are things that we need to be doing that will raise our frequency, which will allow us to see, even those running around here with melanin, that they're dragons and reptiles. And though you are raising your vibration, they cannot. And many of them don't even know how to tell you that they can't. And when they see you've raised your vibration, that don't mean they treat you well. Some do, but it doesn't mean they treat you well. Look at the thing, and I keep going back to relationships. That's a whole quantum connection. So we've got guys raising their vibration. There's some women, too. But you've got a lot of women out here, and I witnessed this a few nights ago, that is so out of control. I wasn't involved in the whole at none of it. But my blood pressure took 3 days to go down, and I wasn't even involved in it. I'm just saying, I'm a bystander. And I'm like that, my roots in my mouth, my teeth started hurting. And then I looked on my watch, I'm like, I got to get the hell out of this area. And I said, that person, that young lady, 21 years old, was on 100% unquestionable demon time. So now when we use the word demon, I'm not being religious. Demon means one who is engaged and locked into and controlled by bad actions. In other words, 440. And the frequency may even be lower than that, Brother Duarte.
And Brother Mahal, if you notice, the child that's from 7 years old to 25 years old in that range there, all the reptilians. Mm-hmm. They are reptilians.
Yes, they are. They're hybrids. You can see it from how their faces look. That's called phenotype.
Right. I mean, they're
but they're not told what they are, but they are controlled by the ones who had something to do with the hybrid program. Just
and,
like
and
those illegals crossing the damn border. They don't have no birth certificates from their own countries, and yet we go turn around and give them in Florida alone. 90,000 of them is going to get driver's license. Who the hell are these? They are not what you think they are. You have to look at who's funding it.
That's
hip-hop music is called Trap. That's the name of one of the demons. He has a longer name, but T-R-A-P-P is in the name. I am not joking, bro. And they call it trap music. Its vibration is beneath 440.
Yeah, see, y'all, I got a book by y'all. Y'all did a hell of a study on this back in the 70s. He saw this in the 70s.
Right. He did. I used to read a lot of his stuff, too, when because, you know, his headquarters used to be on Bushwick Avenue in Brooklyn, New York. I lived like a 5-minute walk from where his place was.
Yeah, see,
so I actually purchased the different books he had. I used to read the newsletters and stuff they had, but the books were better because he had hired research teams, and they looked at this man. The lay people looking at this man like he was insane and crazy. No, he didn't make up nothing. He's already showing you what's always been in the records.
We may have to have
a part two of this because now I've got to, at some point I'm going to have to cover what these medicines and all these other things and the medications and stuff they're giving us and all that, what it's doing to our frequency. And the goal is to cut us off from the higher source. When you back on 528, in order to have the frequency 528, you're dealing with love or cherishment, chobet, habib. That's what you're dealing with. You're dealing with that. And they are highly evolved beings on that level who assist us while we are still here down here in the third dimension physically.
Well,
this is a whole big thing.
That was a good program, Brother Maher, Brother DeWater. I mean, it got me thinking deep.
Don't think about quantum and voice capture and linear. Going forward, after today, do not think of it like that. Everything is tied up together.
All right,
Brother DeWater, you could do the reg. Take us out of here. Did he drop off?
I guess so. Maybe so. Brother Maher.
Shema. I would say Shema Yahawadah. Shema Yichad. Kamadiyah. Until the next time.
Kamadiyah. We out.